上个主日我们弟兄伟修跟我们讲交通道做梦的人。
Last week our brother Benjamin shared on the ones who dream.
我们是应该是一个有梦的人。
We ought to be those who have a dream.
我们做的梦应该或者我们的梦想应该跟神的心意是一致的。
Our dream should be one with our Lord's desires.
我们利用交通啊，我就想到两个人。
Our brother sharing reminded me of two people.
一个人叫做 F.B. Meyer.
One is F.B. Meyer.
我想他一直在挣扎要把自己奉献给主。
He was struggling with consecrating himself fully to the Lord.
一天他做梦。
One day he had a dream.
他手中拿着一串的钥匙。
In his hand was a chain of keys.
主告诉他把整串钥匙给他。
And the Lord asked him to give all the keys to the Lord.
他挣扎了一下，他最后留了一把小钥匙，其他都可以给主。
He struggled for a bit, then he gave all the keys to the Lord except one small key.
那这个是其中一句蛮重要的一句话，主就对他说：“如果我不是你一切的主，我就根本不是你的主。”
And we see this very important word. The Lord told me, if I'm not the Lord of all, then I'm not your Lord at all.
我们的主讲完之后就转身就走。
When our Lord finished speaking these words, he turned around and left.
我们的弟兄 F.B. Meyer 就很紧张了，主走了，我以后算什么呢？
And our brother F.B. Meyer is very nervous that the Lord leaves, then what am I to do?
所以又有另外一句非常重要的话，他说主使我愿意。
And so another very important word, brother said, Lord, make me willing.
所以主耶稣又回头了，把他整串的钥匙拿出来。
So the Lord returned and took the entire chain of keys.
我们弟兄以后的侍奉完全转变过来。
And from that day on, our brother's service was completely changed.
我不知道有几个人奉献给主是在梦中的。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters they consecrate themselves to the Lord in their dreams.
最少我们知道 F.B. Meyer 是在梦中把自己奉献给主。
But we know that F.B. Meyer consecrated himself to the Lord in his dream.
我又想到另外一个人。
And I thought of another person.
这个人名字叫 A.J. Gordon.
And this brother's name was A.J. Gordon.
他有一天在准备他主日要讲的道。
One day he was preparing to, his message for Sunday.
就睡着了。
And he fell asleep.
发梦
He had a dream.
他梦到他在讲道。
He dreamed that he was speaking.
我不知道传道人是发的梦都是在讲道。
I don't know if all ministers dream that they are preaching.
他发梦梦到他在讲道，诶，来了一个陌生人。
He dreamed that when he was preaching that a stranger walked in.
你要知道古代这个都是 pew, 就是长排的椅子，没有人让位给这个人坐。
And he recalls that at that time they had pews, so he saw no one gave room for this person.
一直往前走，最后有一个人愿意给他坐进来。
And finally, someone was willing to let this person sit down.
他在梦中他说：“我一直讲到，我就一直眼光没办法离开这个人。”
And he said in his dream, the whole time he was speaking, his eyes were fixed on this stranger.
他说：“我不认识他。”
He said, "I did not know him."
但是我觉得这个人。把我所有注意力都摆在他身上。
Though I don't know him, this person has captured all my attention.
那我讲到完了，这个，要找这个人不见了，走了。
And after he finished speaking, he wanted to find this person, but that person had left.
他就问坐在旁边那个人，他说，刚刚坐你旁边那个是谁？
So he asked the person sitting next to him, he said, who was that stranger who was sitting next to you?
那个我忘记是一个弟兄还是姊妹，就非常诧异，你不认识他吗？
And so that person was very shocked. You don't know him?
他就是耶稣基督拿撒勒人耶稣耶。
So he told him that's Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
他就醒了。
And then he awoke.
他说他有一个很名言，他说主耶稣来到我的聚会中。
And he was very shocked. He said, Lord Jesus came to my meeting.
而我不认识他。
Yet I did not know him.
我还在传道。
And I was still speaking and preaching.
那一个梦把他整个人转变。
So that dream completely changed his life.
他说我过去讲道是要人喜欢听的。
Before I would preach something man would like to hear.
我现在讲道是主要喜欢听。
Now I preach the word that the Lord is pleased to hear.
我们都做梦嘛，对吧？
All of us dream.
我们说，这个什么日有所思，夜有所梦。
We say that we meditate on it during the day and we dream about it during the night.
我们白天的时候在做什么梦？
But during the day, what dreams are we dreaming?
白日梦。
Perhaps we're just daydreaming.
或者，这个过一天就算一天，就算了。
Or perhaps we're just living each day, day by day.
还是我们的梦想，想做一个成功的人，做我理想，我想做的事。
Or perhaps we want to be a successful person to do what we want to do.
我们今天的梦，我们弟兄已经交通了，要跟他有关。
Today our dreams, like our brother shared, they must be related to him.
我们弟兄上个礼拜也提到哈，我们在明州双城，我们是有梦想。
Our brother also shared that here in the Twin Cities, we have a dream.
第一个就是我们在这里，我们能够有自己的地方聚会。
The first is that we can have our own meeting place here.
30年前，在我家的 basement, 我们第一次主日聚会。
30 years ago at my house in the basement was the first time we had Sunday service.
30 年后就给了我们这个地方。
Now 30 years later, the Lord has given us this place.
这个梦蛮长的。
And so this dream was a very long dream.
但30年后实现。
But 30 years later, it was accomplished.
因为在我们的想象中是不大可能。
Because even in our imagination, this was not possible.
第二个。我们也想在这个城市里面能够有主的见证。
The second is we want to have the testimony of our Lord in this city.
刚刚唱的诗歌，能够有基督身体合一的见证。
Like the hymn we just sang that we could have the testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
有人告诉我这是不可能的。
Someone told me that this is impossible.
有人告诉我不要勉强。放松一点。
Some have told me don't force it, relax a little.
也有人告诉我这条路走不通。
And some have told me that this way you cannot walk.
我从年轻就做这些梦。
From when I was young, I had these dreams.
我现在从中年快要步入老年了。
And now I'm in my middle age, reaching into my senior age.
我仍然有这个梦。
And I still have this dream.
那就看是否能够在双城这里能够实现。
And just waiting to see if this can be accomplished here in the Twin Cities.
大卫有一个梦。
David had a dream.
他想为神建一个居所。
He wanted to build a tabernacle for the Lord.
他一生都没看过。
In his life, he did not see this.
但他为这个梦，他拼上了他一生。
But he worked very hard his whole life for this dream.
结果在他儿子的时候，这个梦实现。
And in his son's time, this dream was achieved.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们是一个有梦的人。
So brothers and sisters, may we be those who have a dream.
为着主要成就的事，我们成为一个做梦的人。
For the work the Lord wants to accomplish, we dream.
也愿意我们所发的梦有一天能够实现。
And that one day our dreams will be achieved.
我过去两次跟弟兄姊妹交通都跟属灵的实际有关。
The last two times I have shared with brothers and sisters related to spiritual reality.
我第一次的交通我讲了四个点。
The first time I shared on four points.
属灵的实际必须是真的。
Spiritual reality must be real.
不是你的表现。是真实的。
It's not just how you act, but it is real.
第二个是凭信，不凭眼见。
The second, it is by faith and not by sight.
是凭信，不凭你的自信，不凭你的才能的。
It is by faith, not by your ability or by your natural talent.
第三个必须是出于主耶稣自己的。
The third is it must come from Jesus Christ himself.
我们最一定最重要看见在我里面一点好的都没有。
You must see that in us there is no good.
所有的好的都是他的。
All the good belongs to him.
第四个点在我们侍奉中必须有 膏油。
The fourth in our service, we need the anointing.
必须有圣灵的工作。
We need to have the working of the Holy Spirit.
我上次的交通特别提到认耶稣基督是主。
And last time, I especially focused on acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord.
我们可以知道耶稣基督是主。
We can know that Jesus Christ is Lord.
但你认不认他做你的主，这是问题啊。
But the question is whether you acknowledge him as your Lord.
你是否还是自己做主？
Or perhaps you are still your own Lord.
我还是我自己的主人。
And you are your own master.
如果我们认他是主，
If we acknowledge that he is Lord,
我们的人生的故事真正要改写。
Then our life story will be changed.
刚刚说这是甘美的故事，是我的人生改写了。
This is a beautiful story that our life story can be changed.
但是当你认他做你的主，你会发现你才真的改写你人生了。
But only when you truly acknowledge him as Lord did you change your life story.
我们来读一些圣经节。
Let us read a few Bible verses.
我们翻到启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章第十节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 10.
启示录三章第十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
希伯来书第十章第三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32
希伯来书第十章第三十二节，我们读到第三十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32 to 36。
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏镜叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32 to 36. But recall the former days in which you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with suffering, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
雅各书第五章第七到第十节。
James chapter 5 verse 7 to 10.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨、春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。因为主来的日子近了，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前。弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知，当作能受苦难、能忍耐的榜样。
James chapter 5 verse 7 to 10. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience.
启示录第三章告诉我们说，要遵守主忍耐的道。
Revelation chapter 3 tells us that we need to keep his command to persevere.
这个忍耐的道是有回报的。
This command to persevere has a reward.
你可以蒙保守免去普天下全世界人受试炼的时候保守你免去这个试炼。
That we will be kept from the hour of trial which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
我有时候在想现在的病毒。
I often think about this current pandemic.
这是全球性的。
This is affecting the whole world.
是否这些圣经也能够应用在我们的身上？
And we can use these verses in our lives today.
如果我们遵守他忍耐的道，这全球性的病毒不影响我们了。
If we keep his command to persevere, then this pandemic which is spreading around the world will not affect us.
一般讲这段话的时候是讲到将来要来的一个大灾难。
Usually when we speak of this word, we are speaking of the great tribulation which is to come.
但全地上的人都在这个灾难的里面，但那个能够遵守主忍耐的道，就免去这个灾难。
But for those who are able to keep his command to persevere, they will be kept from this tribulation.
换句话说，他们被提离开这个地上。
In other words, they are raptured.
我们也有弟兄说，这次病毒可能就是更大的灾难要来的一个起头。
And our brothers have shared that perhaps this pandemic is actually the beginning of the Great Tribulation.
这个遵守主忍耐的道非常的重要。
So it is very important to keep the command to persevere.
我们今天活在地上的人，没有人可以不忍耐。
For those of us who are living in this world today, not one of us can't not persevere. When you buy something, you need to wait in line to pay. And so as the person before you is slowly counting out their money, you still have to persevere. And when we are sick, we want to quickly be healed.But yet, we are still sick and we are not healed. In our life, when we want to get married, raise a family, we all have to wait. And many times we have to wait a long time. And it tests our waiting. And so we see that perseverance is related to this waiting. It's related to time. And because the time has drawn out longer, we see that perhaps we cannot wait. This is one type of waiting. This is one type of perseverance. The other type of perseverance is related to human relations, that my personality doesn't get along with you. You are fast, I am slow. That I am careful, you are careless. That I have my plan, yet you are impulsive. That I am nervous, yet you are again careless. So when you put these people together, it really puts their perseverance to the test. And very easily you have conflict.
So we often hear people say,我忍耐这么长的时间，我忍受够了。
And so we often hear people say, I persevered so long with you, I've had it.
你讲过这个话吗？
Have you said these words before?
你跟谁讲？
Who are you saying these words to?
跟我们的老板，这个对吧？这工作，这个老板。
So do you tell it to your manager when you work?
所以我们叫换工作。
And so we say we want to change our job.
可能有时候跟同事也要换。
Or we want to change coworkers.
我们要换室友。
We want to change roommates.
因为可能就性格不合。
Perhaps because our personalities don't get along.
最近的就是夫妻啊，最后就要离婚。
And the closest is when couple eventually they have.To get divorced.
人际关系中就是觉得人对我无理。
So This perseverance among relationships is because we feel that others are unreasonable to us. So perseverance is something that everyone in this world is doing. For the Bible verse we just read is that our perseverance can be related to the Lord. If our perseverance is related to the Lord, then there is a purpose. If we keep His command to persevere,
换句话说, 我们遵守主的话, 需要忍耐,
in other words, to keep His word, we need to have perseverance.
我们常常觉得说, 我们遵守了, 要立刻看到结果, 但是这里告诉我们说, 遵守主的话, 是要忍耐。
We may sometimes think that once we keep His word, we want to see it bear fruit immediately, but we see here we need to persevere.
谁可以忍耐地遵守主的话?
Who can persevere to keep the word of the Lord? It is those who have acknowledged Him as Lord.
一个认耶稣基督是主的人, 他能够过信心的生活。
One who can acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord is one who can live by faith.
他也能够过
And he can live a life of perseverance and waiting.
因为他认定我生活中所有的环境, 所有遇到的人事物, 都是他安排的。
Because he has acknowledged that everything in his life has been planned by the Lord.
都是他在掌管的。
And the Lord is in control.
既然是他安排的, 必定是有目的。
Since the Lord has given us this environment, He has His purpose.
一定是跟他有关,
and must be related to Him.
跟他要成就,
it must be related to what He wants to accomplish and His will.
如果我们真的愿意说你主你的旨意能够成就的话, 我们必须忍耐。
If we truly desire to say, Lord, may your will be done, we must persevere.
所以换一句话说, 那个忍耐, 就是说我愿意顺服, 伏在主的面前, 承认所有的环境都是主给的。
In other words, this perseverance means that we are willing to submit to the Lord, that whatever circumstance He gives us, it is from the Lord.
圣经里面有一本书叫以斯帖记。
The Bible, there is a book, Esther.
这本书你找不到神这个名字。
In this book, you cannot see the word God.
连神这个字都没提出来。
That the word God was not even mentioned in this book.
但是在这本书的里面, 充满了主在掌控着所有的环境。
But this book is full of God provisioning and God controlling the environment.
我们看到以斯帖怎么成为王后, 怎么救了犹太人, 结果后来他的敌人哈曼怎么失败了。
And we see how Esther became the queen, how she saved the Israelites, and how Haman failed in the end. We see that God is in control of all the circumstances. And so in your life, whatever circumstance you encounter is not by chance or by luck.
以斯帖与莫迪改所经历的跟神有关。
What Esther and Mordecai experienced is related to God.
如果这次仇敌成功的话, 主耶稣就没办法从犹太人的后裔生下来。
If the enemy were to succeed in this instance, then Jesus would not have come from the descendant of the Jews.
这个影响就大了。
And so this is a great impact.
我年轻的时候, 有一段的时间, 很爱讲两个字, 叫做倒霉。
And so, when I was younger, a phrase I really like to say is bad luck.
我现在很少听到弟兄姊妹讲这两个字, 我常听弟兄姊妹讲的两个字是崩溃。
And so now I don't hear brothers and sisters say this bad luck anymore, but I hear them say, oh, I'm crushed.
每个对话里面都, 哇, 我快崩溃。
Every phrase is saying like, I'm crushed, I'm done for.
我还不懂什么叫崩溃。
I didn't even know what this word means.
我那时候就会讲两个字叫做倒霉。
And so Back then when I was young, I would say bad luck.
后来被年长弟兄说不要讲这两个字。
Then I was told by elder brothers, do not say these words.
基督徒没有倒霉这回事的。
For Christians, there is no such thing as bad luck.
我们今天就算不讲这两个字倒霉，但是我们常常是一个抱怨的人。
Though we may not say these words, bad luck, in our heart we are ones who are full of complaining.
就算我们看到神的作为，我们还是抱怨。
Even if we see the work of the Lord, we still complain.
你看以色列人出埃及啊，他们的确看见神奇妙的带领，但是在旷野还是抱怨的不得了。
We see that when the Israelites left Egypt, they saw the miraculous leading of the Lord. Yet when they were in the wilderness, they were still full of complaining.
抱怨是我们堕落的人的天性。
Because complaining is a nature of this fallen man.
我常觉得以斯帖，他可以有好多可以抱怨。
I often thought Esther had so much she could complain about.
我是一个年轻的女子，我要找我爱的对象结婚。
She is a young girl. She wants to get married to one she loves.
我没有想要嫁入皇宫。
She didn't want to get married to the king.
还嫁给一个外邦的王。
And not only that, but a foreign king.
还要他想见我才见，我不想我就打入冷宫。
And I can only meet him when he wants to meet me.
对以斯帖啊，后面还有这个还要我冒死去见王，才能够救自己族的人。
And not only that, but Esther had to risk her life to see the king to save her people.
神啊，你对我要求太多了吧。
God, you ask too much from me.
你对我太不公平。
This is so unfair.
别的女子快快乐乐结婚生子，对吧？
The other girls,
自己的家。
Other girls are enjoying their life, raising a family.
我干嘛要进皇宫里面？我没有想要这个。
Why did I have to come to the palace? This is not what I wanted.
那莫迪改讲了一句话。
But Mordecai said this word.
他焉知道你得王后的位分不是为了现今的时候吗？
He said,
如果你现在闭口不言，犹大人必从别处的解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。
For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
神要做的一定成功。
The work God wants to do will be accomplished.
你不想吗？我就找别人了。
If you don't want to do it, God will find someone else.
今天给你一个机会，你抱怨不要，神就找别人。
Today God is giving you an opportunity, but if you complain that you don't want it, God will find someone else.
所以我常常讲，我们会在跟从主的路上，如果真的是一个抱怨的人的话，你会被 disqualified。神找别人。
So on the road to pursuing the Lord, if we complain, then you will be disqualified and God will find someone else.
莫迪改讲的话蛮重的，你和你父家都必灭亡。
The words Mordecai said here are very harsh, that you and your father's house will perish.
我们抱怨乃是告诉所有人说我根本不看重神的事。
When we complain, we are declaring to those around us that we do not care about God's business.
我只看重我的事。
That I only care about my own things.
我只看重我的需要。
I only look at my own needs.
我只看重我的感觉。
I only look at my own feelings.
什么都是我。
All of it is centered around me.
有个弟兄说，一个会一直抱怨的人是何等愚蠢的。
A brother has said that one who is full of complaining is a very foolish person.
所以雅各书里面讲了，刚刚我们读过了，不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。
And so in James we read that do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned.
看了，审判的主站在门口。
Behold, the judge is standing at the door.
埋怨是我们肉体最喜欢发的东西。
Complaining is one of the things we like from our flesh.
最容易从里面就自然出来。
Very natural to express this from our flesh within.
你说埋怨在下我会发脾气，埋怨在下我会苦读。
What complaining brings is that we become angry and we become bitter.
再下去就可能结党。
And even more perhaps it,
这些结果非常的不好。
And so the result, end result is very bad.
所以弟兄姊妹不要埋怨。
So brothers and sisters, do not complain.
天天减少这个埋怨
and reduce the amount of complaining.
天天增加你的感谢与赞美
daily increase your thanksgiving and praise to the Lord.
不是在薄饼聚会说这甘美的故事
not just at the breaking of the bread meeting that we say what a beautiful story.
天天跟主说这真的是甘美的故事啊
But every day in our lives telling the Lord what a sweet and beautiful story.
我信主改写了我人生的历史
That when I believed in the Lord, my life story was changed.
我认我的主做我主耶稣基督做我的主我的历史又改写一次了
When I acknowledge my Lord Jesus as my Lord, my life story has changed once again.
要记住耶稣基督是你的主
We need to remember that Jesus Christ is your Lord.
他是你的主人。
He is your master.
你不是自己的主人。
You are not your own master.
你是有个主的。
But you have a Lord.
耶利米告诉我们。
Jeremiah tells us.
这是记载在耶利米书十八章第四跟第六节。
It is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 4 and 6.
他说窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了。他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎么好就怎么做。
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make.
神又说，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
And God said, Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand,So are you in my hand.
神要把你我造成一个他眼中看为的器皿。
God wants to make you and I into a vessel that is fit for his use.
你就像一堆泥在他手中。
We're like a clay in his hand.
他随意的来造作我们。
And he can do what he wants with us.
我们可以埋怨吗?
Can we complain?
那是最愚蠢的事。
That's very foolish.
所以在这里到启示录告诉我们说你要遵守主忍耐的道
So in Revelation again it tells us we need to keep the command to persevere
第一件我要提到的那是我们要看见我们所有关乎我们的事都在他掌控中
So the first thing we need to see is that everything is in his hand
第一点 在我们生活中要忍耐不要埋怨。
The first is in our life, we cannot complain.
不然我们怎么样跟他忍耐的道连在一起呢?
Otherwise, how can we be connected to his command to persevere?
我们在侍奉中要忍耐，不要灰心。
The second is in our service, we must persevere and not lose heart.
我们今天来服侍，我们很想赶快看到成果。
Today when we serve, we often want to quickly see fruit.
如果我们看不见成果，我们就放弃，我们就灰心。
And if we do not see fruit, then we lose heart and we give up.
我们在我们的侍奉中，我们常见到两种情况。
In our service, we often see two types of situations.
就是对主无心的。你要推他一把他就走一步不推他就不动
Those who have no interest in the Lord when you give them a push they move and when you don't push them they don't move
另外呢大发热心
The other is those who are full of fervor
完全他自己里面想做的是他大发热心
And whatever person wants to do they're full of fervor to do it
如果过了一段时间没啥成果又没有人称赞
If after some time there is no fruit and no one praises you,
灰心放弃甚至退后
and they become disheartened, they give up and even take steps back.
弟兄姊妹你要知道我们来侍奉关键是你有托付
Brothers and sisters, we need to see that whether our service is from an entrustment from God.
因若有托付我里面有负担
Because we have an entrustment within, we have a burden.
这个负担没有重量，不是重担。这个负担是给我有动力。
This burden is not a weight, but it motivates us.
你没有这个托付，你没有这个负担，你做做你就会退后，灰心放弃。
If you do not have this entrustment, if you do not have this burden, you'll take a step back, you'll be disheartened, you'll give up.
圣经给我们一个词，说我们侍奉的人，这侍奉上就像生产之火。
And the Bible tells us that this service is compared to labor pains.
一个妈妈怀胎40周才把孩子生下来，这是很长的忍耐的过程。
A mother needs to be pregnant for 40 weeks before she can give birth. That's a very long time of perseverance.
圣经以这个来讲到我们侍奉，这是很长的一个忍耐的过程。
The Bible uses this to show us that our service is, takes a very long time.
我们传福音就希望我一讲你就信。
When we share the gospel, we like it that when once we preach, you believe.
讲一段时间你不信，不是我，我放弃，我是放弃你的。
And so if I share to you and you don't believe, I give up. Not on myself, but I give up on you.
今天很多人的信主啊，可能都要打个问号。
And perhaps many people who believe in the Lord today, there needs to be a question mark next.
很多人信主，找个精神寄托。
That perhaps people believe in the Lord just as something they can ask.
They emotionally can attach to.
Something they can have emotional attachment to.
我们信了主就有求必应。
And once we believe in the Lord, we can ask of Him.
I can get what I ask.
We can get what we ask.
另外一种，我信主是加入基督教。
And the other is that when we believe in the Lord, we enter into Christianity.
这么多宗教里面，基督教最好。
Out of all the religions, Christianity is the best.
我喜欢基督教里面讲的教义。
And I like the teachings of in the Bible.
所以我就信，我说我信主了。
And so I say I believe in the Lord.
我就跟着基督教里面的教条做。
And I live according to the rules that Christians follow.
什么叫信主？是信主耶稣，这是一个关系。
And, well, what does it mean to believe the Lord? It's a relationship with the Lord.
是跟主建立你个人的关系啊。
It is with the Lord establishing himself in your life.
不是信一个团体。
It is not believing in a religion.
所以我们要带人能够信主到他跟主建立一个关系，个人的关系是不容易。
So we need to lead others to have, believe in the Lord to form a relationship with him.
第二个，要带弟兄姊妹爱主。也没这么容易啊。
The second is leading brothers and sisters to love the Lord is not so easy.
一个真正爱主的人就是认耶稣基督做主的。
One who truly loves the Lord is one who acknowledges that he is Lord.
不然那个爱主都是爱我。
Otherwise that love eventually is just loving yourself.
只有能够认他做主，就是我真的是做他的门徒，你这个才能够爱主的。
Only truly acknowledging him as Lord can you be his disciple and love the Lord.
第三个，你要建立弟兄姊妹需要时间的。
The third is to edify brothers and sisters. It takes time.
说圣经以弗所书告诉我们说，我们要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So Ephesians tells us we need to equip the saints for the work of ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ.
你要知道你我蒙恩得救，我们都是祭司。
We need to see that we who have been born again, we are all priests.
我们每一个人都要来侍奉。
All of us need to serve.
没有一个人坐在那里只是做听道的人。
Not one of us can just be seated here as one who listens.
你知道我们只会听到不会走的话，就是一个瘸腿。
If we can only hear but we can't walk, then we are the lame.
那我们可以解释很多，评论很多，但是我会走。
We can explain a lot, but we cannot walk.
今天我们要都被成全，各尽其职，为着建立他的身体的。
Today we equip the saints for the work of ministry. The purpose is to edify his body.
我们今天侍奉要帮助弟兄姊妹认识每一位他那一份是什么。
So today our service is to lead brothers and sisters to see what their part is.
能够在这个身体里面尽我的那一份。
That in this body we can do our part.
我们知道侍奉需要有膏油。
We know that service requires the anointing.
但是我们服侍的人是各啊，我本来想各从其类啊，我想这不是，这我们所侍奉人个个都不同。
Those who serve, we are all different.
所以不是你一步就可以对待全部人都一样的。
So you cannot use the same thing to help each person.
人的确是蛮复杂的。
Because people are very complicated.
保罗多处的告诉我们说，今天侍奉的艰难，因为有人去从了顺从了别的福音。
Paul tells us that there's difficulty in the service because there are those who have pursued another gospel.
也有人在神的家中传异教。
And there are those who are spreading heresy in God's house.
这个异教不见得就讲别的宗教或者异端呢，不讲单纯神的话。
And this is not just speaking about teaching of other religions, but it is saying it's not saying speaking God's word to simplicity.
刚刚唱的诗歌，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。真的抓住主的话。
And we just saying that I hide my word in your heart, lest I offend you.
我们有时候要想，为什么你信的主会去随从别的福音
？So we must consider why is it that when you believe in the Lord, you still pursue another gospel?
很多基督徒起步还不错的。
Many brothers and sisters, their starting point is pretty good.
但是慢慢慢慢不单纯。
But over time, they lose their simplicity.
是跟随世界或者跟随宗教的东西。
They pursue the world or they pursue religion.
慢慢慢慢就偏出去了。
And over time, they have drifted away.
加拉太书第四章保罗这句话，我为你们再受生产之苦。
Galatians 4:19 tells us, my little children from whom I labor in birth again.
侍奉是生产之苦。
And we see that it is laboring in birth again.
侍奉是生产之苦。
Oh, service is like laboring again.
保罗说，我再为你再受一次生产之苦。
And Paul tells them that I labor in birth again for you.
换句话说，前面所做的你们全偏走。
In other words, what Paul did the first time, they have all departed from it.
所以弟兄姊妹，在服事上千万没不要有一个想法快。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot have the thought that we can be fast in our service.
要很快有什么果效出来。
That quickly we want to see fruit.
连保罗服事都说要再受生产之苦。
Even in Paul's service, he said he needs to labor in birth again for them.
我们想要快吗？
Can we even consider being fast?
所以在侍奉中我们需要忍耐。
So in our service, we need to wait.
不要灰心。
We need to persevere. We cannot lose heart.
忠心于主所托付给你跟我的。
And faithfully do what God has entrusted to you and I.
这就是第二点我要跟弟兄姊妹交通。
The second point I want to share with brothers and sisters.
第三个点。
Third point.
在我们忍耐的上面我们要有一个态度就是绝对。
Is that in our service we need to have the attitude that we are absolute.
他不会错。
That our Lord is never wrong.
你必须有一个知道一件事，他不会错。
We need to know one thing that He is not wrong.
我们会错，他不会错。
We can be wrong, but He will not be wrong.
一对待谈恋爱的恋人。
We speak to couples who are in courtship.
还对对方还没有任何的承诺。对吧
that they do not have as much commitment to one another.
还可以要变还是可以变
that if they want to change, they can still be changed.
但一对结婚的你不能变
But once a couple is married, there's no more changing.
因为你那个承诺是认真的是绝对
Because the commitment is serious and absolute.
我委身于你你委身于我我们的关系是绝对的。
They give themselves to one another and their relationship is absolute.
不能够再想有一天我们可以分开的。
There is no more thought that one day we can separate.
我们在神面前应该有如此绝对的态度。
Before God, we must have an absolute attitude.
你没有这个态度的话你很难忍耐的。
If you do not have this attitude, it will be very hard for you to persevere.
我们会常常怀疑说主你不爱我。
We will often think that, Lord, you do not love me.
你对我不公平。
You are unfair to me.
你欠我。
And you owe me.
主不欠我们任何东西。
But the Lord doesn't owe us anything.
很多时候，如果我们不能够有这种绝对的态度，
But if we are unable to have this absolute attitude,
我们在管教中很容易就偏出去了。
During the times of discipline, it will be very easy for us to drift away because we are unable to persevere.
我们在仇敌的攻击中，我们也偏出去了，受不住了。
And during the attacks of the enemy, we will drift away because we can't bear it.
我们说要来明白神的旨意，我也忍等不了这么久，也出去了。
We say we want to understand the will of the Lord, but we can't wait so long.
今天圣灵在我们身上的管制，就是要把我们塑造成为他所要的人。
Today, the working of the Holy Spirit is to turn us into ones who the Lord wants us to be.
如果我们对他不是绝对的，
But if we are not absolute to him,
我们的时间都是浪费，
all our time is wasted.
So, 这个是一个严肃的事情。
So, this is a very serious matter.
你看约瑟，
Let's look at Joseph.
无缘无故被卖，也无缘无故，对吧？也有缘有故了，反正下监牢。
Seemingly for no reason, he was sold and he was put into prison.
我常常想，我是约瑟，我在里面就天天埋怨千次。
I think if I were Joseph, that I would be complaining all day.
对吧？刚刚唱千万声感谢，我是千万声的埋怨。
That we just sang 10,000 thanks.
我不知道那时候有没有酒喝。
Sorrow.
我不知道有没有酒喝，在这监牢里面天天喝酒。
I don't know if they had wine to drink, but perhaps he would just be drunk in the prison.
希望一醉什么解千愁，都是天的。
And just try to complain away all his sorrows.
但是你发现这个人对主是绝对的。
We see that this person to the Lord is absolute.
被卖他也有，因为绝对他的心境不同的。
Even though he was sold, that his heart was still on the Lord.
被我是维持我的圣洁，真的这个。英文叫什么？不是 diligence， 这个 dignity， 维持我这个圣洁啊，我下监牢了。
That to keep his dignity and his holiness, that he was willing to go to prison.
神你没看到的。
And did he say, God, you did not see this?
我都做对了，我现在下监牢。
That I did everything right, yet I'm in prison.
但他对主是绝对，他的心境完全不同。
But he was absolute to the Lord, and his heart was completely different from this.
弟兄姊妹，别人不信主的人都看出来了。
Brothers and sisters, we see that even those who did not believe could see in Joseph's life.
我可以放心把所有的囚犯交给你，你当 TA 了，对吧？他也在里面，人家是学生嘛，对吧？这个囚犯当 TA 管了、啊，管全部整个囚犯，这个老师放假。
And we see that he was basically a TA for a class that the head of the prison gave off. Joseph charged over everything in the prison.
十多年的忍耐，终于做埃及的宰相。
And over 10 years of perseverance, then he became the prime minister of Egypt.
如果是我说，你早讲嘛。
And for me, I would say, God, if you told me this earlier,
原来我要当宰相的。
That I need to be prime minister.
那行啊，我坐牢，坐多低都行。
Then I'm willing to go to prison, however low I can do it.
神不先讲的。
But God does not tell him first.
就看你对他的态度是不是绝对的。
It is to see if your attitude to the Lord is absolute.
但以理
Let's look at Daniel.
他要求明白神的旨意对将来要发生的事。
He asked the Lord for wisdom on what will happen and what will to come. What will come.
你要知道仇敌有攻击有拦阻的。
We see that Satan has attacked and withhold the angel.
后来神的使者来了。他说但以理自从你祷告那一天我就出发了。
And when the angel appeared to Daniel, he said that the day you prayed, I left.
但是波斯的魔君拦阻了我21天。
But the prince of Persia withheld me for 21 days.
我们发现有仇敌的工作。
We see that there is the attack of the enemy here.
如果你不绝对的话你早就不祷告了。
If you were not absolute, you might have stopped praying already.
说三个礼拜了，我们 quarantine 才两个礼拜就行了。
And that's 3 weeks. Our quarantine is only 2 weeks.
21天都不回答我。
For 21 days, no answer.
说圣经说不住的祷告考验我们的忍耐。
So the Bible tells us that ceaseless prayer really tests our perseverance.
我们要认定我的主不会错。
And we need to acknowledge that our Lord will not be wrong.
他不会跟我开玩笑的。
He will not joke with us.
他绝对爱我。
Because he loves us.
所以我们对主在忍耐的事上能够走到底啊。我们对他要绝对的。
And so if we want to persevere to the end, we must be absolute.
第四个，忍耐的目的。
The fourth is the purpose of persevering.
那我们来读一些圣经哈。
Let's read some Bible verses.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章第三节下一句到第五节的上一句。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3, second half to verse 5. The
因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
罗马书第八章第二十四节、二十五节。
Romans 8:24-25.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁人盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one hope still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
哥林多后书第四章第十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们忍耐的目的第一个是给我们是有盼望的。
The first thing from our perseverance is that we have a hope.
保罗说我们得救是因为在乎盼望。
Paul tells us that we are saved because of perseverance.
我们没有一个人盼望你已经拿到的东西。
Because of hope. Because we don't hope for something we already have.
你是盼望还没拿到的，你才要盼望。
We only hope for things that we don't have, that we want.
如果你的盼望只有今生的话，那太短暂。
If your hope is only for the things in this life, that is too temporary.
今生太短暂，不值得。
That in this life things are so short lived, it's not worth it.
赚的钱多。
You hope to gain a lot of money.
盼望享受的好一点。
You hope to live a better life.
希望我们有个眼光，这太短了。
May we have the viewpoint to see this is too short sighted.
圣经我们刚读的，告诉我们要盼望那所不见的。
The Bible verse that we just read, we need to hope for the things we do not see.
看不见的比看得见很多时候都更真实。
Because the things we can't see are more real than the things we can.
你看不到这个病毒够真的。
We can't see the virus, but this pandemic is real enough.
我们虽然说看不肉眼看不见我们的神，但是真的在哪。
Though we can't physically see our Lord with our physical eyes, but we know He is real.
我们要能够知道我们忍耐。要忍耐什么能够直到永远的。
And so we need to see when we persevere, what do we are persevering for to eternity?
只有到永远都有价值的我们需要忍耐。
Only those that last to eternity do we need to persevere.
我们谈到亚伯拉罕。
When we speak of Abraham,
他离开吾尔跑到沙漠去住。
When he left Ur to go live in the wilderness,
他最后到了神指定要给他与他后裔的地。
And when he reached the place where God would give to him and his descendants,
他应该没有盼望了。
Perhaps he had no more hope.
反正我已经在这块地了，神已经跟他讲，看这块地全是你的。
Because he had already reached the land when God told him, look, all this land belongs to you.
希伯来书第十一章讲，他有盼望。
But Hebrews 11 tells us that Abraham still had hope.
他是盼望那看不见在天上家乡。
He hoped for the heavenly country that he could not see.
因若他有这个盼望，他在地上的生活，他是做一个旅客的心态。
Because he had this attitude of this eternal heavenly home that he saw he was just a stranger on this earth.
圣经告诉我们说他是寄居的，好像我们住在别人家里。
The Bible tells us that he is just a visitor, a pilgrim.
那当你不用交租的话，你就想赶快搬走，对吧？不好意思。
And if you don't pay rent, perhaps you would want to move out.
我们在地上是寄居的，所以你应该想赶快搬走的。
For us, we are just visiting. We're pilgrims on this earth, so we should desire to quickly move out.
开我们的眼睛，给我们看到我们有一个永远的家的。
May the Lord open our eyes and show us that we have an eternal home.
这个家不在地上，是在天上。
This home is not on earth, but in heaven.
为着得到那个家，我们要忍耐等候。
To obtain that home, we need to wait and persevere.
你看到那个我这个家，你的忍耐是活泼的。
And when you see that eternal home, your hope is a living hope.
你的忍耐不是咬牙切齿的。
And your perseverance is not just gritting your teeth and pushing through.
太多的忍耐是咬牙切齿。
Too much of our perseverance today is we just grit our teeth and push through.
为什么没看到盼望？
Why is it? It's because we don't see the hope.
So 忍耐，第一个是我们是有盼望。
So perseverance, the first thing is we have hope.
第二个，我们来读两段的圣经。
Second, let us read some Bible verses.
路加福音第21章。
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音第21章第19节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 19.
你们长存忍耐，就必保存灵魂。
By your patience possess your souls.
Soul 是没有灵，是保存你的魂。
So we see to possess your soul.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1,
第九节
verse 9.
彼得前书第一章第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
也是 soul, 所以没有灵，所以啊，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.Here speaks of souls again.
忍耐第二个目的是我们的魂能够得救。
The second purpose of perseverance is to save our souls.
我发现彼得说信心，你真的活在信心里，你的魂也得救。
Peter tells us that if we truly live in faith, the result is our soul is saved.
所以你发现忍耐等候过信心生活基本上是同一件事。
So we see that perseverance, waiting, living a life by faith, these are all related.
只有你信得过主，你才能够忍耐等候。
Only you can, if you have trust in the Lord, can you have perseverance.
那个结果是魂能够蒙拯救。
And the result is the salvation of your soul.
我们知道魂乃是讲到我们这个人，我们自己。
We know that when it speaks of souls, it is talking about us.Beings and ourselves.
真的代表我们这个人就是我们的魂。
What truly represents us is our soul.
不是你的身体啊。
It's not your body.
是你的魂。
It's your soul.
所以这个魂需要被拯救。
So the soul needs to be saved.
我们知道我们信主，我们的灵被拯救。
We know that when we believe in the Lord, our spirit is saved.
当主耶稣将来回来的时候，我们的身体
When the Lord will come back again, our bodies will be saved.
今天所有要做的事就是拯救这代表我自己的这个魂。
Today, what we need to save is our soul, which represents ourselves.
今天在我人生的 my lifetime, 我一生的时间神所要做的信主哈就是救我这个魂。
After we are saved in our lifetime, what the Lord wants to do is to save our soul.
圣经主耶稣在地上说，你们要舍己，背起你的十字架来跟从我。
So the Lord tells us we need to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow after Him.
这个的目的乃是要我们的魂能够得拯救。
The purpose of this is to save our soul.
说第二个目的，忍耐是跟我们魂的拯救有关的。
Second purpose is a perseverance is to save our soul.
第三个，刚刚我们读希伯来书第十章的时候，我们读过。
The third is
最后一节36节。
What we read in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意。
For you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
神是一个有目的的神。
God is a God of purpose.
他不只要我们明白他的旨意，他是要我们行完他的旨意。
Not only does he want us to understand his will, but he wants us to do the will and accomplish.
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal purpose.
他的永远旨意就是在他的独生子耶稣基督身上。
His eternal purpose is on his only begotten son, Christ, Jesus Christ.
他要使他的独生子在万有中都能够居首位的。
And that his son can have the preeminence among all things.
他要他的独生子找一个配偶。
And to find a companion for his son.
我们知道这个配偶就是你跟我，就是教会。
We know that his companion is you and I, it's the church.
所以他要这个教会能够跟他相配。
So we know that this church must be compatible to him.
这个教会能够满了他丰盛的生命。
The church must be full of his abundant life.
这个教会能够彰显他的生命。
The church must magnify his life.
为了成就他这个旨意。
To accomplish his will.
我们发现他的独生子来到地上成为人。
We see that his only begotten son came down to this earth as a man.
他在地上受尽人的反对、弃绝、辱骂。
He endured the despise and the forsaking of man on this earth.
最后为着这些顶撞他的人死在十字架上。
And for the people who denied him, he was crucified on the cross.
我们的主行完了神的旨意。
And our Lord Jesus accomplished the will of God.
我们的主是存心忍耐行完神的旨意的。
He was full of perseverance as he accomplished the work of God.
启示录讲到遵守他忍耐的道。
Revelation tells us to keep the command to persevere.
那是我们的主一生在地上就是过忍耐的生活。
We see our Lord Jesus, while he was on this earth, lived a life of perseverance.
多少的反对他都能够接受。
No matter how many people opposed him, he was able to bear it.
多少的辱骂轻视他都能够过得去。
No amount of despising or forsaking, he was able to go through.
为了能够行完神的旨意。
So that he was able to accomplish the will of God.
我刚刚已经讲过遵守主忍耐的道就是遵守主的话。
I've already shared that to keep his command to persevere is to keep the word of God.
要能够忍耐着遵守他的话是要出代价。
And if you want to keep his word, you need to pay a price.
今天问题是人不喜欢出代价。
Today the problem is we do not like to pay a price.
希望 instant.反正我啥都不用做就是给我。
But what we want is instant reward that I don't need to do anything I can get.
这不是主忍耐的道。
This is not, the way of perseverance.
我们的主给我们的榜样他是出了代价能够存心忍耐能够行完神的旨意。
Our Lord's example is that he paid a price. He persevered in order to accomplish God's will.
我们今天要跟他的榜样是一样跟随他的榜样存心忍耐。
Today we must follow his example and persevere.
说希伯来书第十二章第一节 下半到第二节上半的提到我们今天要存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程仰望为我们信心创始始成终的耶稣。
So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 tells us that we must run this race with endurance.
Verse 2. look to the
looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes. 我们今天要跟主一样存心忍耐。
Today we must be like Jesus and we must persevere.
这叫做遵守他忍耐的道。
This is what it means to keep his command to persevere.
并且我要行完他的旨意是奔跑摆在我们每个人面前的路程。
And we must run the race that is set before each and every one of us.
这是我们今天忍耐的目的，把这条路跑完。
And this is the purpose why we pursue, that we run the race that is set before us.
跑完这条路，必须信得过主。
And if we want to run the race, we must have faith in God.
谁是第一个凭信跑？是我们的主。
Who is the one who first ran by faith? It is our own Lord Jesus.
说是信心创始成终的主。
It is our Lord Jesus who went through death and resurrected.
所以我们刚刚也读过哈，我们要一直忍耐，直到主回来。
And so we must continue to persevere until the Lord returns.
最后我们读一节圣经哈，帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Let us end by reading a verse, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第五节，愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神并学基督的忍耐。
Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ.
真的愿主引导我们每一个的心来爱主。
May the Lord direct all our hearts to love God.
也学基督的忍耐。
And learn the perseverance of Christ.
这是基督忍耐的道。
This is the way of perseverance.
我相信这个不是只是将来的应许，今天充满所同在的应许。
This is not just a future, promise, but it is a promise today.
主的应许，如果我们 in our lifetime, 我们这一生里面遇到主回来的话，遇到大灾难的话，
if in our lifetime we encounter the great tribulation,
也是关于主回来，我们会免去这个灾难。
Then we will be able to escape this hour of tribulation.
主要救我们，把我们提上去离开这个地上所有的痛苦。
Because the Lord will rapture us to Him and we will be kept from the hour of tribulation.
如果你我能够这样被提的话，
If you and I can be raptured this way,
主还有应许，我们要跟他一同回来做王。
Lord also has a promise that we will return and reign with Him as kings.
说今天我的负担跟弟兄姊妹交通遵守主忍耐的道。
So today my burden is to share with brothers and sisters that keep his command to persevere.
不要埋怨。
And we don't complain.
不要灰心。
That we don't lose heart.
对主的心要绝对。
And we have an absolute heart to the Lord.
主给我们是有盼望的。
The Lord gives us hope.
我们能够常常感谢。常常赞美称颂他。
We can always be thankful and praise him.
最终我们的魂能够得救，行完他给我们的旨意。
And in the end, our souls will be saved and we can accomplish his will for us.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
纪念我们。
Remember us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你再给我们一个机会来到你面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you for another opportunity that we can come before you.
主啊，给我们不要怀疑你何等的爱我。
Lord, may we not doubt how much you love us.
主啊，所有的环境临到我们都是出于你的爱。
All the circumstances that reach us is because of your love.
主啊，你掌管着一切。
Lord, you are in control of everything.
你绝对不跟我们开玩笑。
You will not joke with us.
主啊，当我们在走过这些路之上的时候，让我们能够存心忍耐。
And may we, when we run on this way, may we be full of perseverance.
我们能够看到，经历到你奇妙的作为。
And that we can experience your miraculous leading.
主啊，真的求你怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
在我们在地上行走，真的是一个充满盼望的人。
That while we walk on this earth, we will be those who are full of hope.
是充满了感谢与赞美的人。
That we are full of thanksgiving and praise.
使我们真的能够凭信忍耐行完我们在地上你要我们行的路程。
That by faith we can persevere and accomplish what you have set out for us.
完成你的心意，讨你的喜悦。
That we can fulfill your will and be pleasing to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
常与我们每一位同在。
Please be with all of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.